Good morning.
So where do you want to start today?
Well, why don't we talk about the new 2015 Volkswagen Golf? This is, I think it's the eighth generation or something of this car. I mean, it's been around forever. They've called it a Golf. They've called it a Rabbit. And now they're calling it a Golf again. And, you know, just a wonderful little car. And this new generation, again, it's more, as they say, the cliche, evolutionary than revolutionary. So it's a little nicer looking. It's a little more modern. One thing that is new about it is a new base engine. The base engine used to be a 2.5 liter five cylinder. And it was okay, but it was old. You know, it was time to get rid of it. So they did. They brought in this 1.8 liter four-cylinder turbo, and my goodness, is that engine ever a peach. I guess it's basically the higher end of the Golf, so it'll still be under $30,000. The car actually starts for around 19, but it had the base engine, had a five-speed manual transmission that was also really nice to use, but this engine, again, 170 horsepower, but it feels like almost twice that. I mean, the last time we talked, I was complaining about how this Lexus RC, this new Sport Coupe, had disappointed me in that it had lots of power and all this stuff, but it just didn't seem to like to use it. This car was the opposite. It wanted to go like a scared rabbit, even as soon as, you know, just as you're opening the door.
Wow. Sounds awesome. What else does this car compete against? What else is in this car's category?
Okay, well, the car would be compared to, say, the Kia Rio, the Hyundai Accent, Toyota Yaris, the Nissan Micra. I don't know, I guess the Versa would be the one there. You know, basically, your small, your entry-level car. And I think it stacks up against them really well. Now, it's going to cost you more than, say, if you're going to look at a Yaris, that kind of thing. But on the other hand, you're getting a car that just drives beautifully. It's roomy. It has one of the best interior designs of any car I've ever driven. As far as the car, I mean, loaded, it came out, the one that I had, to just around $30,000. But as I said, you can get into one for under than that. I mean, what you were getting with the options is, you know, you're getting leather. You're getting it had HID lights with adaptive, you know, they'd turn with you as you're turning. And you may not need them. If you want to save yourself a few bucks, you can do that. And you'll still have a fine car because it's the same basic engine and it's the same basic transmission. And they're both just lovely.
It's the morning startup. We're getting audio auto reviews from Jim Brayer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. What other car have you had lately, Jim?
Well, I just spent a week with the Camry XSE, the Toyota Camry. It's I don't think it's the number one selling car in Canada, but I think it's the number one selling car in North America. And there's a good reason for that. I mean, it's been pilloried over the years for being bland and boring. And Toyota has been listening to that. This is kind of a mid-cycle refresh. And other than the funny-looking grill, they've done a really nice job on it. I mean, it's still a Camry. It's still vanilla, as it were, but they've just added a little, you know, a little crease here, a little nip, a little tuck, and it looks great. And this XSE model, they've also stiffened up the suspension. They've added paddle shifters for the six-speed automatic transmission. And the result is, I mean, you're still getting a Camry, but you're getting a Camry that's actually fun to drive. I took it out on an icy road last weekend, and it was great. It just performed beautifully. And you can get into that starting around $27,900. So, you know, I mean, you can also get a V6. It's going to cost you a lot more. That starts at around 34, but still, the four-cylinder is it's nearly enough for living in the mountains, but if you're living in flatter area, it would be more than adequate.
Wow, that sounds like two really good cars. Thanks for telling us about them, Jim.
You're welcome.